Now, look, if we get together regularly by radio, we kind of have this strange relationship. I mean, you know me by radio, but maybe only by radio. And some people might think that gives you a break because, well, they'd say, yeah, it's probably better if you just know him by radio. I mean, you just know my voice, right? Sort of a one-dimensional relationship. It's pretty amusing when people find out how I look. Yeah, they get this mental image of what they think I look like. One lady said, you don't look like yourself. What? I've never looked like anybody else. You know, I'll be somewhere where I'm speaking and they'll say, oh, we thought you looked different. This is it, huh? Yeah, this is it. Now, occasionally I've had an opportunity to be on television. And maybe when I did a guest appearance on Wild Kingdom, maybe that was it. You might have seen me there, Animal World. But when I'm on television, and if you were to see me there, you'd know me two-dimensionally. You'd be able to see me and hear me. And frankly, what I enjoy most, I like meeting you in person, as I've had the opportunity maybe to be with you. And I do have that chance many times. Now, we can shake hands, we can look each other in the eye, we can interact with each other instead of just being in a one-way conversation like today. And when you meet someone that you've only seen or heard before, you've got a 3D, three-dimensional relationship, and that's the best kind. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about three dimensions of knowing Jesus. Now, a word for today from the Word of God is found in John chapter 12. I'll begin reading with verse 1. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Now, did you notice there are three levels in this passage of being around Jesus? See, we have a Savior who can only really be known three-dimensionally. The problem is that usually, maybe at least one of these dimensions is missing in a Christian's life. And following and knowing Christ is like a three-legged stool. If you take one leg away, the stool keeps falling over. Now, the Christian life keeps falling over, I guess you might say, because maybe we're missing one of the parts of the relationship. Well, first it says here, Martha served. Now, that's the first dimension of knowing Jesus, working, busy for the Lord. It's important to be sure that it's Him you're busy for, not the church, not some human leader. The question is, are you actively serving your Lord in some capacity? There are things you can only know about Him that way. As you work for Jesus, you find out how much you need Him. Because you say, boy, I've got to have some resources beyond mine to serve Him with. And then you really, really reach out for Him and download Him. Now, Lazarus, well, he isn't working. He demonstrates what I call withness. He's spending time with Jesus, listening to Him. The way you listen to Him today is through what He wrote, the Bible. So are you regularly meeting with Jesus around His Word? Often the people who are working hard for the Lord neglect their with Him time. And the with people who are spending time with Jesus maybe often aren't busy enough for the Lord. As you're consciously with Jesus, you find out what He wants you to do. Now Mary, she's the worshiper. She worships with lavish worship, extravagant appreciation, sincere humility. Time to just stand back and see how big and loving and how in control your Lord is. Now, are you allowing regular time just to worship His majesty, to be awed by who He is? As you worship Jesus, you find out how awesome He really is. Some who have work time and with time are just cranking it out because they're missing the time just to worship Him. Those are three dimensions of knowing Jesus. The problem might be that one dimension is maybe out of focus for you, or maybe not even in the picture. So why not go for it all? Work for Him. Be with Him. Worship Him.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.